I've been talking about doing a series. Why are we here? And I'd like to think about that. Why are we here? Are we called to do different things than what we're doing? And what on the earth, who am I? I like that song that we sing sometimes. Who am I that a king would die for me? Who am I? And why are we here anyhow? I'd like to try to bring some light on it during this 40-day period. And so I'm going to try to put it together and try for us to understand what we need to know about our life's calling individually. Because we all have a call. We all have a gift. So, and to know what we're called for, God's purpose. And my calling before even I was born, you know. The scripture says that God knew you while you were still in the womb. That's pretty cool. And what mistakes and sins that might change my call? And how is my call permanent? And how does God empower me to answer his call in our life for what he wants me to do? And then to recognize there's a prize for living out the calling that God has given to you. So with that, just plant some seeds. Sometimes I'm thinking that I need it more than anybody. And when I start doing some studying and digging and so forth, we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another. And that's what I hope that you take out of it, and that's what you get, because we need to, as a body of Christ, a body of believers, a church, the called out ones, that's really what the church is, the called out ones that come and gather periodically to encourage one another in the faith. Shabbat Shalom, that's what I was looking for, and I couldn't think of the rest of it. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat is the Sabbath, and Shalom is peace. Shabbat Shalom. That's what we do when we gather on Sunday morning, hopefully. We take a little bit of time of Shabbat, which is Sabbath rest. We put the world, let the world out there, and we ask for God to give us the peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' precious name, amen.